or Gemine? Gemine? I don't know. G-E-M-E-A or M-E-I-N. That was the title song off of their first CD. Or is it her first CD? I don't even know that. I should have done my research, right, Sambo? I got to know about this music. Good for a Girl. Anyhow, that was the name of the song and the name of the CD. And then finally, we had Jessica Duke doing Dance With Me from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle Collection 2023. Where's Sam? Oh, here he is.
Hey!
This is... thanks, everybody, for listening. I will be back... Yeah, I'll be back next Friday. I don't know what I'll be doing then, but, you know, whatever it is, it won't be what I did today. So, you know, if you didn't like this, try me next week. You'll hear something different. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Welcome, friends and enemas. King for a Day. XTC, Colin Moulding. What a beautiful tune. And it's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous day in your brain. Zombo right here in it. Yes, live in your brain. Today is August the 22nd, 2025, if you're keeping score. And today we are at the top of the Pyramid of Civilization. All songs about kings, rulers, queens, and all the folks that rose to the top to be rulers. Yay! Oof. So next week, so we're at the top of the pyramid. And like what I like to do with these pyramids, I like to put a nice big cherry on top of it. I like to go above the pyramid and kind of go above and beyond the pyramid. See? So next week is going to be the folks sitting on top of the pyramid, the ne'er-do-wells. Sitting on top, the hobos, the tramps, the bums. All on top. So all next week's going to be hobos, tramps, and bums. And then we're going to get to the elite ne'er-do-wells. The week after that is going to be hippies and beatniks. So we have got the Pyramid of Civilization. Oh, what this damn crazy human existence, being things, being around other folks. All that is what it's all about. How it all stacks up like a big steamy pile of turds. You listen to RCT, Zombo right here. You are right there. And, all right. I could tell you some stuff, but you know. I can get away from talking about how cool things are and what's going on, but you know what's going on, and you're here just to hang out, right? You're not here to get a commercial on all the dumb stuff I do just to try and shake down folks and make a few bucks, right? Yeah, just you and me, baby. Oof. And then, I don't think I'll be on next week, but not the following week. I'm going to do something else, which I'm not going to tell you. It's all secret now. That's right. So anyhow, it is all songs about kings, queens, rulers. The king is dead. We can only hope. The three Johns.
Oh, this is a message to listener A. Listener A, well, everything's okay, and I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you at the end of the song, okay? I'm getting into my bed, I'm getting out of my bed, and I'm singing a song. I don't know how long. Maybe I sang this song before, maybe I'm singing it after. Listener B, you better get ready. Oh, you better get ready. Are you ready? One, two, three, four. God damn it. Okay, I said 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Better this time. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Damn it.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Where is everybody? We'll be right back.
King is dead. Long live the king, 'cause the king is dead. sure you're there. I'm not the guy to run.
With King Midas in the reverse. And two pretty heavy tunes there. Before that, we heard Killing Joke with Kings and Queens. And the set started off with The King is Dead by Three Johns, which is a fantastic band. The only thing I really liked that John Langford ever did, you know? The only thing I ever liked, not too much of a fan of Nikon. But anyhow, that was King Midas in the reverse. And I don't know, right now, we pretty much have, you know, King Midas, everything touches, turn to gold. Right now, we have King Minus. Everything he touches, turns to doo-doo. There you go. Good old King Minus. Yikes. Ah, yeah. So today's all royalty, the rulers. And it really is strange because most people get to be rulers in several different ways. Never by real merit. People get to the top never by real merit. It's always it's inherited or it's passed on. You know, very rarely do you see like your kings and all that other stuff. Or is it like, hey, this guy was a good king. Yeah, that's, you know, that's funny. I say good king. Because that's what I think a lot of society wants. They want a good king. They don't want to make any decisions. They don't want to decide. They just want a king that's going to just make their life, you know, doable. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, if you get a good king, which is about the odds of a good king are about 20%. 20%. If you're going down the king road, you're going to get 80% of rotten kings. And it's just the nature of the beast. You get to the top, you have all the wealth, you have all the power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And yeah, old King Minus. All right, I got to tell you something about it. How about this? Parenting? Really? All right, this is to tell your kids to brush your teeth. Okay, takes 2 minutes to teach your kid how to brush your teeth. Put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, stick it in the dummy's mouth, wash it around, and then eat a big pile of chocolate-covered pretzels, and then have them go to bed. That's how you do it. Have all them teeth fall. Just give him false teeth when he's like 9. Just be done with it. I think that's how it's going to be in the future. We're going to have like dental, we're not going to worry about dental hygiene in the future. I think we're all going to have robot teeth. I think so. Yeah, we can dream. We can dream. You know, it's interesting, speaking of toothbrushing, you know, Mao Zedong never brushed his teeth ever because his thing was like, tigers never brush their teeth. I'm never going to brush their teeth. Once again, another big, fat, stinky ruler. And that you can get away with being stinky when you're at the top. Who's going to tell you? Who's got, man, you stink. You barely tell people you know and like that they smell. Let alone you're going to tell the king that? Good luck with that, stink king. Oh, yeah. So what else are you doing? Okay, I told you about that. Should I tell you about a show on the station? You want me to do that? Tell you about a show on the station? Might as well do that real quick. Get a promo out of the way. Sango! Hey, good old King Sango. For guidance through the universe of vibrations. We will be your shepherd. Sango! Thursday, 7 p.m. on Pittsburgh. It's weird that his promo is guidance through the universe of vibrations. Because that's, I was thinking, they go, you know, because we start thinking about existence, you know? And you start thinking about, like, you know, the universe, and you think about, I was reading up on the stuff all about how what time is like just another dimension. It's like height, width, it's another dimension. It's a fourth dimension, I rectum. And we're kind of like, they say it's kind of going around on a groove on a needle in a record. And you just go with the flow. It's just spinning and on. Where was I going with this? Oh, I know where I was going with this. Because I got to, all these people are like, after the afterlife and heaven and all this stuff. And then, you know what I think it is? I came up with a profound revelation. Profound revelation. Being that energy can be created but not destroyed, I think. I heard that somewhere. So the energy of consciousness, I don't know if there is such a thing or not. But what I see, some people say, oh, reincarnation. I mean, you really want to do this again? If anything, this universe is so big. What I would like to happen is just kind of like float through the universe, you know? You got the whole universe to like, oh, check out. It's like, you know, and that would get boring after about 10,000 years, but still 10,000 years is pretty awesome. Just be floating around, checking out planets, looking around, seeing what's going on. And then maybe every now and then you'll run into somebody. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Boom. Hey, oh, look at that, another ghost over there. Hey, oh, yep. A little crowded here. I think I need to go to another part of the universe. Yeah. I think that'd be kind of fun, just floating around. Because, like I'm saying, Mormons, you get your own planet. But I think your own planet would be too much work. You have your, oh, man, look at this. It's raining again. Ugh, I hate this. I need me a new planet. I ruined this one. Let's go to another one. Mm-hmm. So we got kings here at the top. And hopefully you're doing... And another interesting thing is, you might, you know, your lot in life, where you are now. You know, it's good. For me, it's very good. For you, hopefully, it's good too. But you got to understand, anybody who has the average human being right now, just average American, has it 100 times better than any king did in like the 15th century. Like, you're in the 15th century. It is rugged. You know, death, plague. You live to maybe about 32 if you're a grandpa, you know. You do, and then it's just a cold, you know, cold castle. You got it with that dumb crown on your head. I'm sure that hurts, you know? And the only pleasure you get is like the court jester. And I'm sure those guys are a bunch of hacks. I can't even imagine how funny a court jester would be back in the 15th century. I don't know. I'll say, hey, you guys, how about that guillotine? Eh? Anybody out there? Hello? Oh, so that's the thing. How you got it now? Coffee maker, you know, just the simple things in life. The simple things in life, like the kings and queens, even up until like the 16th, 17th, 17th, 18th century. Or just had still a better than anybody else at that time, but still a short, miserable existence. So right now you might have a long, miserable existence. I don't know. Life is a good thing. Right now, too, especially since we're on the edge of this. You know, we're on the edge of this. They already scheduled the whole collapse of the ecosystem in 2040. They said 2040. That's the new projections. 2040 is when everything's going to crumble. You know, no water, poison air, you know, killing people over a can of clean peaches, those kind of things. And things like that help me sleep at night, especially when I see these bratty little kids first day of school. I got to stop behind the school bus every 20 feet because they got to stop at the curb in front of this kid's house with his parents and or legal guardians waiting for him to escort him like the other 20 feet to the house. Yeah, nothing's going to make me happier knowing that these clowns are going to be like fighting over mud puddle water in 2040. There you go, you spoiled little punks. There you go. That'll teach you to hold me up in traffic. Ah, king of the whole wide world, Deke Dickerson, Zombo in your brain.
Now I'm the king of the whole wide world. I'm free just like the breeze. I ramble around and I pick its heart. I do as I damn well please. Well, I'm happy and contented. I've little wealth of fame. Well, I'm the king of the whole wide world, though few may know my name.
Thought it could come true a long time ago. I never thought you'd be the first to change or be the first one to want to go. I guess I thought it was gonna be me. I always had enough time. Ain't that the way it always used to be? I was king of the world and fine. Congratulations, just pat yourself. I was goddamn blindsided. My turn, oh well, inauguration. Congratulations. Weatherman says it's that time of year. You can't expect it to get worse. I see it now and it's all so clear. Every diamond has its own curse. But I never thought you're gonna be the one to tell that kind of lie. But it wasn't me you were thinking of. Now king of the world and blind. Congratulations, just pat yourself. I was goddamn blindsided. My turn, oh well. I feel like a blind man. Can't see who I touch. I curse myself forever. My reach not enough. My feet are too heavy. My play much too rough. I sing in silence. King of the world in love. My heart's still beating, but it's got its own will. Surprises anything left. I never thought I'd come to this, but still, a king's no different than the rest. No, cold gray eyes that I won't forget. Something wrong working inside. Fierce hunger that never been met. And I'll king of the world one time. Congratulations, just pat yourself. I was goddamn blindsided. My turn, oh well, inauguration.
nations.
Once there was a baby, and the baby wanted to be king, because kings were good, and kings were strong, and kings were the best of everything. Would you like to be a king? You would, huh?
Trailers for sale are rent
no cigarettes. I've got 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, and every handout in every town. Every locked, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing traders for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've got 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but
I am the emperor of the highway. I wield the universal will. What my chance to overlook my divineness, unless I'm sitting in the imperial Pope de Ville? I am the emperor of the highway, strapped with foolish mortals such as these. I need never indicate my intentions. I can stop and go and turn just as I please. I am the emperor of the highway. Bold methinks that thou hast driven too far. I am the royal prince of bar and sports cars. Better that I should drive a wheelchair or jog than to be blown up by a bingo road hog. Where did you ever find that gas-sucking pig of a car?
This time I thank you, and
if you man would drive a stick chair, let's pay up again and I will punch your lights out. This is my exit, we shall meet another day.
Don't forget who's emperor of the highway. For I am the emperor.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen.
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she was in that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder
penitentiary. Dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat, Jesus really gets playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely dry. She's trying to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. You recommend another night, insatiable.
Request, of course, from Paul and the CBDB Yabba Dabba Doo Star. That was Queen with Killer Queen. And let's see what we heard before that. We heard Roger Miller with King of the Road and Todd Rundgren with Emperor of the Highway. And, King of the Whole Wide World. Love that Elvis Presley tune. King of the Whole Wide World. And we heard Los Teen Tops. Los Teen Tops from Mexico doing King Creole and the Baby King by the Residents. And we're all caught up. And Dick Dickerson, King of the Whole World. Whew. Exhausted. Lots of kings, lots of queens, lots of royalty. So that's one thing, man, you live by. Don't want a king and don't want to be a king. That's a way to smooth through life with as little stress and just nonsense, you know, all the stuff of just being up at the top is just, you got to be super, super egotist to want to do that job, you know, and on top of that, with that, probably about 90% of the time comes like, you know, I forget who said, people who want to do things to get power really don't have anybody but their own best interest. So this is no surprise what's happening. You know, it's just our turn. We're not an exceptional country. It's just our turn for the jagoff. It's plain and simple. Just kind of look at your watch. Gone yet? Nope. All right, let me go about my business. And hopefully, the House of Cards isn't going to collapse on me today. Not till 2040. When I saw that report, I was like, wow, kind of makes sense. I forget where it came from, but they said it was on the internet, so you know it's got to be true. But anyhow, everybody always liked the idea, even when you go back in the time when they're troglodytes. People always felt that they were on the edge of civilization collapse. You know, it's one of those things. And you know, just and survival is it's really basically with human beings, just gravitate towards good stuff. That's how you have a nice life. It's like being a little microscopic, you know, little entity, and it's like, hey, this looks good over here, and you go over there, and that's good. You go over there, oh, but it looks bad over there, and then you don't go over there. That's the whole trick to life, you know. Just stay away from the bad stuff, limit your interactions with people the most you can, and gravitate towards good stuff. Hard to do. I know it sounds easy. It's not easy. But it's just dumb luck. A lot of dumb luck, you know. And that's what I think is interesting where we are right now. We are the product of like a million years of evolution. You know, the right egg and sperm at the right time. Before that, the one ancestor that just almost escaped, you know, getting eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. The other one that just kind of, oh, I didn't get the plague. Oh, that's lucky. The other one that just kind of says, oh, yep, I'm a religious guy. Okay, so don't chop my head off. Okay, those kind of things. That kind of survival. We are the payoff. We are the payoff of generation after generation after generation. You know, and some people like want to keep that going. Like, I want to have some kids. I want to keep that going. Me, I'm all about the payoff. I'm all about the payoff. You know, give me that now. You know, because it was like, oh, and then you save it all and you give it to your kids. Really? Nah, don't think so. I don't see it that way. This is a hell of a payoff. All of my ancestors making all those hard decisions just so I can come on the radio and be a goon. It's fun. It is an amazing thing when you think about the payoff. And you look at all the... Because I did that ancestry thing. I go back to some dude named Giuseppe in like the 1600s. Because back in Italy, they kept all of the baptism records. So you can go back to like the 1500s with your ancestry in Italy. Other countries, not so sure. But I know you can really go back there because the church kept all these ridiculous baptism records. Because they wanted to make sure who was going to heaven. Oh, look at this kid. He was baptized in 1562. I guess little Giuseppe's going to go to heaven. Really? He's been up there like 1,000 years already? Man. I don't know. 1,000 years of anything. 1,000 years of eating Permani sandwiches. Sounds good. 1,000 years is a long time. People get bored with life even up to like 50, 60, 40 years. I had enough of this stuff. You look at that Andrew Bourdain or whatever. Traveled the world, ate whatever he wanted, did whatever he wanted, lived a full life. Goes, you know what? What is he? 57? That's good enough. Bye. It's interesting. But some people like, you know, have a high tolerance for stuff. They like stuff. Stuff is fun, though. Getting stuff, it keeps you going. You always got to have something to look forward to. You know, that's what keeps people going. You know, once you get old enough and real old, and like the guy's going to the nursing home. You know, what kind of payoff is that? You know? I like the one lady, she took all her savings and went on a cruise ship after cruise ship rather than going to a nursing home. Even though I hate cruise ships. She just went on all these cruises. They said, oh, there's a doctor here. I don't have to worry about anything. It sounds pretty smart if you got that kind of money, which most people don't have that kind of money. Well, I mean, do you really want to give all your money to a nursing home? Because that's where it's going to go. They got this whole system rigged. Why are you saving your money? Why are you saving your money? Well, let me see here. You know, speaking of saving money, where's that? Of course, when I want to find the... here it is. Nope. They got afraid of... Nope. They're afraid of... What the hell is this? Are you one? Oh, this is interesting. I never read this one. Are you one of the millions of Americans who are a little afraid of the internet? I don't know anybody afraid of the internet. You afraid of the internet? I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Do you feel it's just not for you? When is this? This is from 2013, before people really knew much about the internets, I guess. Maybe you think it's all too much, and where do you begin learning? Do you know that today many companies and job offer? Oh, it's about getting a job. Boo! This is about job and having technology skills of being on the internets. Really? They have that so... Yeah, they have you so pressed down now. You know that there's a thing where you... I know a guy that's got a thing. He says he can't leave his desk because every 3 minutes he has to tap this. They have to see if he's tapping a button, you know, doing data enter or whatever. And he has a gizmo that taps a button every 3 minutes and just goes and goofs off. That's the American ingenuity right there. It's teaching you how to... So that PSA is all about knowing everybody. It says everyoneon.org. I'm sure that is gone. It's free internet and computer training classes. You know. And the internets, man. How do we survive without the internets? How do we survive without phones? This is another reason. This is another reason why the collapse of civilization is going to be an absolute hoot and holler. I can't get across town without a GPS. I think I turn here. Oh, just let me turn this thing on. So that part of your brain gets numbed. And then your sense of direction is reliant on GPS. And one day it won't be there. like calculators. You know, how many people really do ciphering anymore? Nobody ciphers anymore. Use a calculator. Once again, shutting that part of your brain off. You don't need that. And then this whole AI thing, shutting another big part of your brain off. Man, oh man. You think we're going to do something good with that time with all the stuff we have shut off in our brain? Nope. Just going to go on to the DraftKings and stay on DraftKings all day long. Yeah, baby. Give me them bets. The Doors. Crawling King Snake. Zombo in your brain. All kings, queens, royalty. Ah, they can all go to hell. But dig the tune.
seriously, just one of the great art exhibits ever to tour the
Let's
United
do this
States.
One, where you can hear the saxophone
guy. Tutankhamun or King Tut. But I think it's a national disgrace the way we have commercialized it with trinkets and toys, T-shirts and posters. And about 3 months ago, I was up in the woods and I wrote a song. I tried to use the ancient modalities and melodies. I would like to do it for you right now. Maybe we can all learn something from this.
Here's where the saxophone player really bites it live on TV.
Golden idols. He's an Egyptian.
Why, Tut, 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 my boy. You mean King Tutankhamun's tomb.
Ah, that's the man. Do you know anything about him?
Do I know anything about him? Well, just you listen to me. 3,000 years ago, in history we know,
King Tutankhamun ruled a mighty land.
He